Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Son, you might have noticed that you look a little bit different from us. But I just want to tell you, that doesn't mean your mother and I love you any less.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
Via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Could use some OxyContin.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND, or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one son of a bitch of a program for you this evening.
A motherfucker, if you will.
We got so much to discuss. Travis.
Yes, sir.
I really want to hear all there is to say about your day. You teased us a little bit, and I want to know. You got to tell the whole story.
Okay, well, I guess it started with a Facebook messaging contact that I had from my neighbor gal. And all it was a picture of my front yard and my mailbox with some strange looking homeless person in front of it, staring into it with the thing wide open.
Into your mailbox.
Into my mailbox.
Were you expecting a package?
I'm always expecting packages. Today was not one of those days. I buy a lot of comic books. I'm always expecting something. There's always boxes sitting on my front step, and the kids are always like, "Oh, hey, Dad, you got a box," before we even pull into the driveway. Today, I was not expecting a package.
When you get the comic books in the mail, do they say, do not bend on them? And well, do they bend them anyway?
No, it's hit or miss. I recently got, I think Friday or Saturday, I got a package in the mail. It was like a cardboard envelope. It wasn't one of those bubble mailers. It was like a cardboard envelope. And this was two Gwenpool J. Scott Campbell Paris Expo variants.
So boy, are we sidetracked. So there's a guy looking in your mailbox.
Oh, how did the Gwenpools turn out, by the way?
Good. Very good. There was nothing wrong with them. The envelopes were bent to shit, and there wasn't a speck of mishandling on either of the comics.
So tits.
Turned out real nice.
So you get this picture.
So I get this picture of this guy looking in my mailbox. There was, and then it looked like she was starting to type again. And then there's a big, long paragraph. It said, "This guy was creeping me out. Decided to take a picture of him because he was staring at your mailbox. This picture was taken right before he yanked all your mail out of the mailbox and ran down the road."
He took your mail?
He stole my mail.
Whoa. Guys,
the guy in his red sweatpants and giant parka, it's like 70 degrees out today, and his giant parka, stared at my mailbox for a bit, then opened it, stared at it some more, looked around a little bit, jerked all of the contents out of the mailbox, and sprinted down my road. And went directly to the house next door that he just moved into.
That's weird, man. Do you think maybe it's like a pay it forward thing and he's going to like pay your gas bill?
I don't think he's going to pay my gas bill, because from what I've gathered from the sheriff's department is this kid is essentially homeless, is crashing at his dad's house, who his dad just moved in next door yesterday, and decided the best thing to do to welcome himself to the neighborhood would be to steal my electric bill.
If you're not homeless if you're living at your dad's house. If you're living at your dad's house, then you live with your dad.
The sheriff said that they ran into him already today before they got my call at 4 o'clock and said, hey, buddy, you're getting into some trouble. Do you have any place to go? And the sheriff told me that he said, yeah, I could either go to my grandma's or my dad's. Well, it turns out he decided to go to his dad's brand new place and steal the mail out of his dad's brand new neighbor's mailbox.
That's a good way to start in it. Did you talk to the guy?
I did not talk to the guy.
Hey, your fucking son stole my mail.
I did not talk to the guy. I actually didn't even know he lived next door until the sheriffs told me that. And by that point, I did want nothing to do with this person. But I would like my mail back. I'm not sure what's in there, but I'd prefer that this guy doesn't have my personal information.
Maybe it would be a good idea to make friends with this fella because, you know, he knows unsavories that can get odd jobs done for you.
Or I could bury him on my property.
Here's what you do. You go out and...
Napier has advice.
You go out and you buy yourself like $500 worth of illegal drugs. And then just hand him a bag of fucking shit. Let him do all the drugs that he can put into his system. And when he dies, he's not his dad's problem either.
This is what I thought when I got this initial message on Facebook. Because I live in a neighborhood, like my main road that I live on is just fine. But there's like a cross street that's a little sketchy. My mailbox, since we've lived here, we've lived in the same house for about 11 years. I've picked up and rebuilt my mailbox 3 times because drunk people decide that the best possible thing to do at 3 o'clock in the morning is plow over my wooden mailbox post.
I'm on my third mailbox too, twinsies. Yeah,
it's crazy. So instead of this time, my mailbox didn't get knocked over, all of my mail just got stolen out of it.
Okay, here, I got a better idea. This is better than Napier's idea. You get a snake, a venomous one. You remember that movie, The Color of Night?
Bruce Willis.
Had Bruce Willis's dick in it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right before Bruce Willis's dick, which, you know, back in the day before pornography, you know, you had to just record stuff on VHS tape from Cinemax. And the Bruce Willis's dick scene was on my VHS tape. And right before he goes in the backyard and bangs that chick in the pool and you see the head of his dick, there's a snake in his mailbox. So you get your mail stopped. So that way you're not getting the mailman. You're getting this weird guy. And you just put a snake in there. You give him some food so he can live for a while. And you wait.
Or brown recluses, black widows, whatever you can.
So then when that day comes when I am driving, after I pick my kids up from daycare, I'm driving up to my property and I just see some weird looking homeless kid dead on the road?
Yeah.
All right, I'm into that.
Because, I mean, like, you didn't do anything to him. You just keep your snake there.
That's my snake's house.
Right. And I mean, you don't get mail. So you don't have to worry about the mailman. It's just where you keep your snake. This guy has no business being in your mailbox. That's his fucking problem.
It's a federal offense, right?
Right.
Well, the sheriff's told me after they talked to this kid, he did not, like, fess up to it. He said he didn't do anything. The sheriff said they pressured him. His dad pressured him a little bit. Then he said, well, I opened the mailbox. And they pressured him and pressured him. And they said, we know you were in there.
We have pictures of you, you little fuck.
I stuck my hand in the empty mailbox, but there wasn't anything in there. I stuck my hand in there quick, and then I ran off.
Why? Did he think it was a secret portal or something?
Whoever on earth has ever stuck their hand in an empty mailbox in the history of mail?
Assholes, Travis.
Or druggies. Assholes.
The thing that I thought immediately was that, considering the neighborhood that I lived in, like, these people knew my schedule, and they decided to ship a package of drugs to my house. They had a tracking number on it, they knew when it was going to be delivered, and they grabbed it out of the box real quick.
That would be smart. And then you can't get in trouble because it wasn't mailed to you.
And they can't get in trouble because
I guess you could get in trouble for stealing other people's mail.
Right, exactly. But that was shot in the ass when I realized that these were brand new people. I didn't realize the next door neighbors moved out, let alone new people moved in.
Huh. Yeah, somebody you know isn't going to be home. Have your drugs delivered to their house.
Yep, you just follow the tracking. As soon as it says delivered, you walk right over there, grab the bag of drugs.
Better hightail it over to Travis's house.
Hey, the drugs are here, everybody.
Well, speaking of shitty parents,
I seen a Facebook trend emerging where people have been posting videos of children. And most times, I'm not going to lie, it's black children beating up white children.
Oh, and see, I thought as soon as you said shitty parents, I thought you were going to reference that photo of that black mother who took pictures of like her toddler boy, like mounting her from behind.
Oh boy. No, those? I missed that one.
I mean, they have clothes on, but it's the caption says right on there, teaching them how to do it right.
But the reason that people are sharing these videos is so that they can write like a paragraph about how they're good parents and the people who are the children's parents that filmed these videos of them beating up the other kids, they're bad parents.
And you know what that is? That's an excuse for those people to feel good about themselves, but also to share the equivalent of bum fights on the internet.
Right, right. So they get to share these fight videos, and like, you know, you can watch the little kid get punched and go, ooh, you know, it's like extreme America's Funniest Home Videos. And they share these videos, but then they also get to lecture people that they shouldn't film their children beating each other up.
when each of those people sharing that watched that video in its entirety, loved it, and then was like, for karma purposes, I need to share this and speak out against it.
Right, right. Then they share it also because they want to share the video of the little kid getting punched because, you know, you don't see little kids getting punched in the face every day.
You mean
maybe you're the type of person who secretly hates all the sleepless nights you've had and you wouldn't mind seeing a little kid get punched in the face. Subconsciously, you might be saying, yeah, you little bastard. It's about time you get socked one.
What you're talking about is virtue signaling.
Yeah, big time.
Where they say, oh, well, I'm so transgender friendly. I like all the transgender people and the pansexual people. And the, what's the one where they don't do anything? Oh, androgynous.
That just means that you dress kind of, you wear like a pink shirt?
No, you dress as no gender.
It's Pat.
How do you dress as no gender?
You dress in a way that makes people confused about what you are. Like, is that a man or a woman? Like, that's what they go for.
So if you dress as a man, but look kind of like a woman?
So like a hipster lumberjack look.
Yeah, but as a lady.
Oh.
Oh, no, wait, that'd be a lesbian, right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's either a lesbian or, like, just some dude with long combed over hair and a big beard.
So, Travis, Napier wasn't here last week.
No, he decided that he would rather watch the Blues game instead of come and record the podcast, which is fine.
Right. But he was going to get on Skype, if
I
you remember correctly.
I did try to get on Skype.
Napier. One time and said, nah,
Napier.
Yes.
You didn't try to get on Skype.
I did try to get on Skype.
Napier.
World of Tanks was taking up way too much bandwidth.
Napier, you didn't try to get on Skype.
I did.
Run us through that process, Napier. I want to hear the story. So it's Monday night.
It's Monday night.
You come over here on Monday nights, do the podcast.
Normally.
You remember, Travis, that's our thing.
Yeah, typically.
I wasn't feeling good. My sinuses were killing me. I just wanted to stay
home.
Your
sinuses? You had the crud?
No, I have a severe mold allergy, and I live in St. Louis.
Oh.
So therefore, life is hell.
Isn't everybody allergic to mold? Mold is bad for everybody, right?
Mold is bad for everybody, but certain people have, like, a very severe reaction to it. And I took a mold test, one of those allergy tests, and my doctor said, well, you're pretty much good for everything except mold. And I said, how bad is the mold? She said, very, very badly. Like, she hadn't seen a test come back like that high on mold. Like, mold fucks my shit.
You know what I'm allergic to is those hard orange sodas. Probably mold, too.
So what I did was, me and Amanda, we were looking for a house. And we went into this house.
You have a house.
Yeah, we have a house. This was during the search for a house.
Oh. What does that have to do with you not coming to the podcast last week?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
So we were looking at houses, and all of a sudden, you know, we get down in this basement. I can smell mold. Like it's
the house you bought?
No, not the house
I was going to say, you shouldn't have bought that house.
Like, they didn't disclose that there was mold in the house, and we're down in this basement. I keep smelling mold. Like, why does it smell fucking moldy in here? and there were like no fucking lights. It was the natural lighting coming in from the basement windows, and my throat is getting like swelly. Like I can feel like my throat getting bigger. And all of a sudden, Amanda turns on the light. Mold fucking everywhere. This place is like a death hazard of mold. And then my throat starts slowly closing up. It's like,
you
it's
know,
like a,
I feel really bad that we don't have a soundboard with the Wilhelm scream, because as soon as he said mold everywhere, I absolutely wanted to play it.
I'll add that in post.
So I just said, fuck me. And I left the house. And by the time we get home, I have to take like 3 Benadryl because my throat is closing. You can hear
those Benadryl. They make you sleepy.
Yeah.
You go night night after that?
Not really. No, I have sleep problems, so they didn't.
Okay.
Do
so
much.
Fast forward to last Monday.
So there's mold in the air. It's rainy. It's shit. My sinuses hurt. I just want to stay home. So I try to get on Skype and I do the login thing. It says, no, that the password's not right. Like, of course the password's right.
But it wasn't.
That's the password I use for everything.
Right.
So I keep thinking, okay, well, of course I'm not wrong. It's wrong. I know my fucking password. So I do that a shit ton of times. I say, fuck it. You know what? It's wrong. I'm just going to reinstall it. I delete the fucking thing, reinstall it, put my thing in there, and it says, nope, wrong. So I was like, I'm not wrong. This is my password for everything. So I do it again, and I said, fuck it. I'm just going to just fuck everything. I reinstall my motherboard drivers, my sound card.
You did all of that.
I reinstalled
Travis,
everything I could have.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
You ever gone to a website? Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind during all of this, Napier works in IT as a job.
I'm not very good at my job.
Travis, you ever go to a website and you try putting in your password?
And it says, if you forgot your password, click here.
Yeah, and then you click the button, and then they send the password to your email address, right?
Yep.
Problem solved.
Send it to you.
Seems like all this motherboard stuff, it's a whole lot of extra work. You just get your password reset.
I would have.
They make it like X's and X's. I mean, it's kind of a weird password, but then you just reset it.
As opposed to all of those things, I would have thrown my laptop directly into the garbage can and went and bought another one.
Right, because obviously this password thing is something we're never going to figure out.
This fucking computer doesn't know shit.
This fucking thing should know what my password is. It's my password for everything.
This thing must have got Alzheimer's or something. It can't remember a goddamn thing. Time for a new computer.
So I tried that. And
okay.
And I go to my email address and nothing's there.
Right.
So
you tried the forgot your password thing?
Yep.
Did you check your spam?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, Napier.
Yep.
Did you try turning your computer off and turning it back on?
A dozen fucking times.
It didn't work.
Nope.
Well, I'm stumped.
So 45 minutes rolls around, and you're berating me over our chat program.
I did not berate you. I think all I said was, Travis, you remember what I said?
I believe it was something like, but you work in IT.
As a job. I think that I said one sentence. That's hardly berating. I mean, this is borderline berating, but I wouldn't say what last week. That wouldn't berating at all.
So 45 minutes in, I figured out how I fucked up.
You had the wrong password? Or your caps lock was on?
Nope.
It was under his wife's account.
Nope.
Oh, God, let's keep guessing. Don't tell us yet.
You were using the wrong computer.
Nope.
You had, the first letter was supposed to be capitalized.
Nope.
It needed a number in it.
Nope.
Oh man. You got any more, Travis?
You were possessed by Satan.
Probably. But no.
What was it?
My login, which what I thought was the login, has 1-8. My email address has 2-8s. I was putting in my email address and not my login name.
So it was the extra 8.
I put too many 8s in there, and I couldn't figure it out because that is my login. It's like, no, that's not your password because it wasn't my account.
See, what I would have assumed that any of your login information would have had 0-8s in it, but either a 6-9 or a 4-20.
Nope, just got an 8.
Just for fun.
So I fucked up. and I apologize, and I got very drunk while I was doing so.
Don't apologize to us. Apologize to your fans.
Right. The fans that wanted to hear your take on things last week, they didn't get to. So apologize to them. Don't apologize to us. We were fine. We had a fine time without you, I'll have you know.
Did you listen to the show?
No.
Of course not. Why would you listen to the show?
Because it'd be an hour and a half of you shitting on me.
You don't know that until you listen. It's that cat, Travis, the cat.
Oh,
he doesn't know
cat.
We shit on him for the whole hour until he listens to it.
Yeah.
We didn't shit on him until he opened the box and found the dead cat.
No, you were pretty good about it, actually. I was very proud of you that you didn't spend the whole hour shitting on Napier.
I have lots of stuff, Napier. I don't need berating you. I have topics.
No, you don't.
I do.
Speaking of berating you, what the fuck, man? Show up. It's once a week.
I was feeling bad.
Yeah,
I didn't feel like going out.
Fucking mold. Are you kidding me? Everybody hates mold.
You're very obese, Napier. Feeling bad is going to be a commonplace in your life.
You just have to soldier on. I'm not rascal bound and running around fucking Walmart looking for Twinkies every hour of the goddamn day.
If you're feeling extra bad on top of what you already feel bad, you should see a doctor.
I did.
Right, Napier. I think regular bad, okay.
I have to, my prescription is a medicine that I have to fill out this little form for so that they can track whether or not I'm making meth out of it.
Are you drinking enough water?
I don't drink water.
Dehydrated.
Oh, man, you gotta drink water.
I drink one clear liquid a day and it's vodka.
No, you gotta drink like 3 liters of water a day.
Yeah, you're not getting enough water.
I drink 2 gallons of diet soda a day.
The body
oh,
is like
Christ, you're dying.
80% water.
You're dying. You can't drink diet soda and say, well, it's mostly water. That's going to kill you, man.
No, it isn't. I've been doing it for years.
And you feel bad.
And you're a young guy yet. You got about 10, 15 years max.
I think in the last, like, 6 weeks, Napier's missed, like, 3 shows. He's dying,
sick,
Travis. He's sickly.
Of course I'm sickly. Do you know what time of year it is?
Napier.
Yeah, it's the time where you drink 2 gallons of diet soda.
You got to drink so much water.
More water for you, please.
All I do is eat salt, drink diet soda, and chug vodka until I pass out so I can do it the next day.
But see, the thing about it is I drink all of the booze, but you gotta, like, during the day, drink all of the water.
No, I drink soda so I can stay awake.
So that it floats.
Hope floats.
Right.
Sandra Bullock.
Look.
And Connick Jr.
Let's just throw things. Travis, I mean, he's not, like, in the best shape. But he's certainly in the best shape of us.
I fucked up my shoulder. I've been self-medicating with alcohol, and my wife, she's got some leftover pain pills.
I'm
not doing good.
In a situation where a young gentleman is stealing stuff out of your mailbox, what if you got to, like, chase that guy down to get your mail back? You're not chasing anybody, Napier. You threw charcoal briquettes at the raccoon and missed from feet away.
I never said I was a baseball player.
You should have chased that fucker down and kicked him.
I'm not going to kick a raccoon in broad daylight in my neighborhood.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe the fucking neighbors call the cops on me?
Maybe the other raccoons will see and learn a thing.
Like, hey, this fat faggot that lives next to me is kicking raccoons.
Oh!
Wow.
The F word. You've just set off one of my triggers.
The F word, Travis.
Did you hear that?
He's throwing out the F word.
We're going to have a transgender gal on our network soon. You can't do that.
Did you see the thing about the transgender gal that asked me if she could do a show?
I heard you say it a few minutes ago.
She messaged the Strange Label chat thing, and she's like, hey, man, I want to do a show.
Let's give Napier one guess on what all of her comics are about.
Yeah, she does a comic strip weekly. She's never done a podcast. She just wants to do one, and she wants us to do it for her. She wants us to be the host of her podcast. And she does a weekly webcomic, Napier.
By the way, I'm not opposed to this. I'll bring her on.
No, it sounds fun. I'm not opposed to it either. I want a sampling before we just go, you know, giving her the keys to the castle. You know what I mean?
You know, for somebody that has so many genders, it sounds really one-dimensional.
Napier, I want you to guess what her weekly webcomic is about.
Didn't you say it was about being transgendered?
Bingo, buddy. Bingo.
That sounds really one-dimensional. It doesn't sound like there's any depth
there.
Do you
think there's a transgender person in the world who doesn't talk... as dramatic pause, Travis. A transgender person in the world who doesn't talk about the transgender thing at all. Just does their job and just happens to be a transgender person.
As far as I know,
just like every stoner, all the only thing they ever talk about is legalizing marijuana.
And I haven't seen her, I guess her, in years, but we had a buyer's guide delivery person who didn't go really out of her way to identify as a gal because she always left her beard on, but she did wear a dress to deliver the buyer's guide to everybody's houses. And she did use ladies' rooms and things throughout town. So I bet that person talked more about delivering buyer's guides than about being a transgender.
Well, good for them, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it define you. Be other things. Be lots of things.
Yes, you are more than the sum of your parts.
Right. If you want to wear ladies' clothes, cool. Wear ladies' clothes. But let's talk about Captain America Civil War, not, where you go to the bathroom and stuff. Who gives shit?
No spoilers, by the way.
Yeah, no spoilers. But you pee in the ladies' room.
I assume most of them don't talk about it, and then if they're a man that wants to be a lady, they just live as a lady.
Liquid Lozenge is in the chat. Do you see Liquid Lozenge?
Do you think
haven't seen him in a while? Hey, Liquid Lozenge.
Everybody that's in some sort of minority like that, though, I'm not saying they identify because it's a minority, but say they identify as that. Do you think that every single person in that minority believes that they are the spokesperson of the generation for that minority?
I mean,
if you're a cartoonist and 90% of your cartoons are about just being transgender, which is the same message in every single one, do you feel like you're like the hero of the movement? Or, you know, I mean, you could also do cartoons about other stuff.
I think that's the key to a lot of things, is
balance.
Just to stop talking about it. Everything. Just fucking do your shit.
My favorite thing that happened to me this week is, I'm not going to obviously reference exactly any kind of specifics, but an audit at work. And there was an auditor guy who was probably in his 60s, I would say, or probably early 60s. And it was towards the end of the day, and I didn't want to be there anyway. And I don't like auditors, and I don't want to deal with auditors. But he was in there, and he just made like an offhanded comment about the bathroom, the transgender bathroom situation, right? So he made that comment, and then my boss, who was with me, said, the guy said, oh, those transgender bathrooms. He's like, that sets me off, so I just probably shouldn't talk about it. My boss, like, yeah, so let's not talk about that. But then the guy still felt the need to speak about it and his feelings about it. And he references the situation that he heard. No specifics. But did you hear about this McDonald's where this 8-year-old boy and his 6-year-old brother were in the bathroom? And then the 8-year-old left the bathroom and the 6-year-old's by himself. And the dad said to the 8-year-old, where's your brother? And he said, well, he's in the bathroom. And then he went into the bathroom. And there was a man trying to molest him? Now, if that's not cause to ban these transgenders from going into the different bathrooms, what is? He could be molesting people. And he didn't realize that right off the bat, the dude totally argued against his own point because it was a dude in a men's bathroom.
I don't think they understand the differences between minority groups.
I don't think so either. But he's like, but how much, I mean, I know it was a guy in a guy's room, but how easy would it be for a guy to walk in a lady's bathroom and rape her? I mean, it's like, it's probably such a fucking reach.
Probably just as easy right now.
Bathrooms are private places.
There ain't locks on the door to get in.
Right. You sneak in there. You're all sneaky like.
I would just hide out in that stall.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Liquid in the chat. Everyone is Frodo in their own story. That's very
so true. You know what gets me so hot is just the thought of a lady, just some random lady walking into a bathroom ready to shit. That gets me turned on and wanting to fuck.
Why?
You know, that's
I tell you, there ain't nothing hotter than watching a woman make toilet.
You can't watch them make toilet any more than you can watch your stall partner make toilet.
You just got to sit next to him and listen to the plops.
I can hear those sounds.
I have worked with women that if they went into the same bathroom as me, getting ready to shit or piss, I don't care. I would walk the fuck out.
I did follow that story up, as I remember when I was a stockman at Walmart back in my teenage years, that the one dreaded thing about being a stockman at Walmart was you had to clean the bathrooms. And it was never about cleaning the men's bathrooms. It was always the women's bathrooms were the most disgusting things on the planet.
Really? Oh, they will true? Not, they will not sit down on those toilets.
Nope.
Oh, they hover
shit on the seats. The stuff I saw on the floor and the feminine napkins that didn't end up in the little feminine napkin basket. It was
Travis. This is a family show.
No, it isn't. Oh, and they spray piss everywhere.
Everywhere. It's the most disgusting.
Like, guys, we're just pulling this whole thing into the gutter here. I don't like the direction this is going. By God, we're talking about feminine napkins and piss spray. Jesus. Let's clean it up a bit, okay?
Napier, what the fuck? Why didn't you show up last week?
I was sick.
I couldn't figure out Skype. Travis, let's drop it. His password had an extra 8 in it.
Username.
You know, Google will remember all that shit for you.
Nah, I have it written down on a text file.
Which is also password protected.
Guys,
I wish it was. Let's
take a break.
Let's take our break. Let's chill the fuck out a little bit.
I need some more liquid medication. My shoulder is killing me.
Right. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Big birthday shout out to Danny Trejo, 72 years young today.
He's 72?
Jesus Christ.
Can you believe it?
I mean, fuck you for doing a birthday shout out.
He's in prison until he was 55, so.
Wow. That Danny Trejo, he's got an interesting story.
And he's a wonderful man.
Yeah, Travis, book Danny Trejo on the show.
Done.
Natasha, hell of a job out there. You keep carrying the mail like that, they're going to have to give you your own movie.
Thanks. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to use the little girl's room.
You be careful in there.
Sounds like I'm not the one who needs to watch my back.
People are afraid, Captain. The bathroom is a sacred space for pushing Dukes out.
That's why I'm here. Giving the Incredible Hulk bathroom privileges is no longer a luxury we can afford.
Tony, he's a guy who needs to take dumps. Where do you expect him to make his dumps?
What if he's in there shitting and reads a tweet he disagrees with? People are at their most vulnerable state in there, and he's a ticking time bomb. We need to be put in check. People can't just dump where they want anymore. The world has changed.
But it's Bruce. Bruce is my friend.
So was I.
We need to evacuate the area. Banner was eating Thai chili all night last night.
Did you miss the sign, Cap? This is a civilians-only stall.
Well, then consider me an outlaw.
You just started a war!
I wish I was the Furnacast. Oh my god, we love the Furnacast. Dan Furnacast, oh he's so awesome. Oh Dan's so cool. Oh Dan's so awesome. Punk rock podcast. And this is very punk rock.
The Furnacast, live Monday, 8/7 Central. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
You have reached the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program voicemail box. At the tone, please leave a message.
Yo, 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 son. This is DJ Ancient Grain calling you back one time for your mind in the nine deuce. Oh, sorry. I got away from myself there. It's not 1992 anymore. Anyway, I've got another rap for you. This is my latest single entitled Free Range. Wiggity-wiggity-wiggity one time for your man. I used to rap about my life inside of this pen, but then my boss got word my thighs are best when running with friends. Chickens, pigs, cattle, sheep, fucking in a mud puddle while y'all sleep. Stepping on your homies while you shit on the neck. I ain't about that life, player. I'm all about respect. In a field's where you find me, so my eggs taste better. Keep those hormones off my back, homes, cause I'm a free range feather. I'm a free range, free range. I'm so free range, free range. I'm free range, free range. The biggest cock on the... I'm free range. Look at me, a talking pig. Nah, it ain't strange. A lot of weird shit go down when all your homies free range. I keep a positive outlook so my meat stays tender. Never get stressed out from a hormone bender. My chops are the dopest and you know it's true. If you put me back in that pen, I finna snout fuck you. I'm free range, free range. I'm so free range, free range. I'm free range, free range. Pull your own damn pull, motherfucker. I'm free range. DJ Ancient Grain out, motherfucker.
Internet radio program. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Napier.
So,
I really want to talk hockey this week.
Excellent.
But not really.
Excellent.
Travis, you'll think this is interesting.
I hope so.
I saw the Tampa Bay Lightning are in the Eastern Conference Finals right now. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a popular team, Travis. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, they live in Florida, where hockey isn't the biggest.
But Tampa Bay's hockey team is good enough to be in the playoffs? Because
Tampa Bay's hockey team has actually been in the Eastern Conference Finals two of the last 3 years, I think.
Yep.
It's like if I lived in Tampa Bay, I would love hockey because all of their other sports teams are complete garbage.
They don't sell a lot of tickets there in Tampa Bay. It's not a big draw. But the Pittsburgh Penguins are a big draw everywhere. Even like when they play the Blues, a lot of Pittsburgh Penguins fans show up. I mean, everywhere around the world, Pittsburgh Penguins fans show up because they're good.
Penguins.
They love the Penguins. They've been good for a long time. Anyway, the Lightning have implemented a dress code at their playoff games.
Oh, they've done that before, yeah.
Banning you from entering the building wearing paraphernalia from the other team.
You can't fucking do that.
Apparently they can.
Are you kidding me?
it's only in like the first five rows. So yeah. They're keeping Penguins fans out of what
TV?
Would pick up on TV. Yeah. That's so they don't want you to see, Penguins fans in their home rink.
If you get Cubs and Brewers, like you looking at baseball, when the Cubs play the Brewers in Miller Park, that fucking like 70% of that stadium or that field is like fucking Cubs fans. So what? Who gives a shit?
Certain places do, like Nashville. They didn't allow outside of state credit card mailing addresses to buy tickets to their playoff series when they were playing Chicago or somewhere.
Like, that immediately means that you have zero faith in your team if you're saying, hey, opposing team, who would be more than happy to spend the money to come to our stadium?
I mean, I'd just be happy to sell the tickets.
Yeah, sell the goddamn ticket. Who cares?
Right. And if there's some adversity in the stands, then that just fuels their passion, right?
Right.
They say, hey, fuck that guy. And you throw shit at him.
Well, if you look at the fucking Blues Stadium during Chicago games, it looks like the entire place is taken over by red herpes. There's so many fucking Chicago jerseys. Right.
My cousin, she was born here, but she moved to Chicago for work and got married in Chicago and lived in Chicago for a while and eventually moved back here. The whole first round of the playoffs, she went to the games in Blackhawks gear. She posted a picture last night of her at a game in a Blues jersey. And I was like, fuck you.
Bandwagon fuck.
You can't bandwagon and join the club now. You're out.
As a Bears fan who typically goes to only Green Bay Packer games because I just don't feel like traveling to Chicago to watch the Bears play, I expect a bunch of good-natured ribbing for being a Bears fan in Lambeau Field. But for them to outright ban that seems very silly.
Right, it does. It seems very, especially if you're in a market that, you know, you don't sell out. I mean, right, if you would have been at seen the stands in some of those Dallas games, I think the Dallas games would have been happy to see some Blues fans show up because those seats were empty.
Come
as
on in.
Fuck.
That'd be like the Jacksonville Jaguars telling opposing teams that they couldn't come there. And like literally 30 fans for the Jacksonville Jaguars show up.
I'll tell you, speaking of the hockey and all this stuff, the St. Louis Blues have this great strategy for their home games. And it's been going on through the whole playoffs and Twitter's picked up on it. And actually,
every fucking series.
Is it to play a good game of hockey?
No, Travis, it's even better than that. The TV cameras are picking up too. Have you seen, I've tweeted about it a couple of times.
Boobs.
They put this giant set of tits right behind the opposing team's coach.
And they are magnificent every time. Have you noticed that?
They are this huge set of blonde lady tits. And I mean, she might be like a little chunky, but like she's showing off like her fat lady tits. You know what I mean?
This broad was like playing with her tit strap the entire fucking night.
Right, she's just, they have to be comping that lady.
Is it is it always the same gal?
No, it's
different. It has been the same gal the last bunch of times.
Because there are plenty of gals who make their living, like, or at least they begin their career off of the fact that they are the one gal that the TV cameras always show at the sporting event. There was one for the Milwaukee Brewers like 2-3 years ago, and I can't remember if her name was Robin or some shit. But she always ended up on camera every single game, gained a shit ton of Twitter and Facebook followers, and now has a career as like a fucking baseball analyst.
But if you're on the social medias, you go there, you look for hashtag rally boobs, and you see the phenomenon of this gal that's been at all of the St. Louis Blues home games. It's just big old giant set of tits.
I like Rally Rack better than Rally Boost.
Rally. I used Rally Tits last night, and it was too crude, and there wasn't really anybody that was participating in the hashtag Rally Tits hashtag.
What's the difference between people?
Did I say hashtag Rally Tits hashtag?
Yeah.
People seem to take aversion to tits, but they have no problem with boobs.
Tits sound mean. Boobs are, it's got a softer feel to it. Tits, it's like hitting you with them.
Yeah, both of them are slang, though.
Sounds aggressive.
Difference.
See, that's why I like the medium of the two. It's not as soft as boobs, not as hard as tits. It's
man, I love a fucking hot pair of tits.
I like Rally Rack.
Oh, I like a very soft pair of boobs.
Really, the only reason that I'm keeping my TV, we were considering cutting the cord, but we haven't
the fucking
yet.
Cord.
Because of hockey still going on. But when hockey's over, I might be done with it. I saw the upfronts for what's coming up on TV, and there's a whole lot of making old movies into TV shows.
Mike, they canceled the Muppets.
They canceled the Muppets. I enjoyed the Muppets a lot. Uncle Deadly's gone.
That was the one show that the wife and I were able to, well, besides the Goldbergs, but like, there was the one show that my wife and I were able to watch with my 7 and 4 year old children and enjoy. They loved the Muppets and I loved watching it with them. And now ABC, the owner of the Muppets, has taken that away from us.
Fucking assholes.
Heartless twats, every last one of them.
They're making a Taken TV show, Napier. A TV Why? Show based on Taken.
Does that one follow the Lethal Weapon?
I don't know if they're on the same network. I don't know if they're going to have, like, you know, 2 action-packed hours of Taken and Lethal Weapon. But
right
how
after
do you,
Limitless.
I want to know how you maintain a Taken TV show from week to week. I mean, like, how many – imagine season 6 of Taken, Napier. They've taken that dude's daughter, like, 6 times.
No, you just never give it back.
You just let him have her at that point, right? You just say – I got a set of skills, and I mean, like, people have seen it for 5 seasons, and I don't know. I mean,
they couldn't even.
Obviously, you guys don't get it.
They couldn't even sustain that franchise through 3 1-hour and 40-minute movies
with the dynamic personality of Liam Neeson's. So I don't know who they're going to get to fill the Liam Neeson role. Is it going to be young Liam Neeson? Is it going to be like what he did when he was young?
Oh, no, it should be that skinny dude from Good Burger. He's got a certain set of skills.
Carper in the chat, at some point, you have to wonder if he's just a bad parent. I mean, how many times is he going to let this gal get kidnapped? I'd say after the first time you let your daughter get kidnapped, then you keep a closer eye on her.
Well, she only got taken once, to be fair.
I'd say you start giving her a curfew, Travis.
To be fair, she got taken once. And then he got taken the second time, and the third time, his wife got killed.
Wait, did he get taken?
Yeah, him and his wife got taken in the second one, and then in the third one, which I have not seen yet.
Oh, they just straight up killed the bitch in that one.
Yeah, they killed her, and he said, listen to me, daughter.
Nobody got taken.
Nobody was taken.
They just killed her, which is probably what they should have just done in the first place, if you really think about it. Why are they dragging me all over the place? What is going to happen other than me escaping, really?
Don't they know I've done this 2 other times?
They had me at gunpoint. I put my gun down. Why didn't they just shoot me in the head then? I mean, why did they kidnap me and make it easy for me to escape? Didn't they see the path of carnage that I left in the previous movie? Why would they lead it to chance? And now we have a TV series. Now I'm going to be doing this every week on Fox. And they had me. They could have just shot me right in the goddamn head.
They are aware that not only did I find you halfway across the world, but also I have a team of 12 dudes that I'm retired from the special forces with that I can call on at any time.
They have nothing better to do. Literally.
We just grill out and drink beers and talk about our old shit that can still do.
We got in the chat some about 24. Kiefer Sutherland has a new show too.
Oh, that's a new one too.
You want to hear
24, 24 Legacy is the new 24 series.
Yeah, but it doesn't have Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland has another show. You know what it's Kiefer Sutherland dude. Does?
New 24 is some young black guy.
A black 24?
Yep, some young black guy.
Huh.
He kind of looks like Michael B. Jordan, but not as chiseled.
Oh. Well, Kiefer Sutherland's new show, this sounds great. This is the plot of this show. He's like a low level cabinet member. He's like the secretary of lunch.
Which is automatically discredited to the fact that nobody would ever elect Kiefer Sutherland to do anything.
Right. I mean, like the president, this is like a dude he owed a favor because, like, you know, he introduced him to his wife or something. The top 25 people in government are all killed by terrorists. And so by default, Kiefer Sutherland is now the president.
Oh, so it's like the Lincoln assassination, but even further.
And that's the basis for the show.
Or what's that movie with John Goodman, King Ralph?
King Ralph?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is King exactly Ralph, the like TV King show. Ralph.
See, but if they're all killed by terrorists, it doesn't lead me to believe that this show is a comedy. And also, Kiefer Sutherland doesn't lead me to believe that this show is a comedy.
Oh, dude.
But is Kiefer Sutherland...
Way? Hello?
Is Kiefer Sutherland going to be doing action stuff? Because he's going to be the president. I mean, he's not going to start running around doing 24 shit as the president. He's just going to, like, wear ties and try to sell us Jose Cuervo, right?
He's going
to
do that whisper scream that he always does.
I want you to put that gun down.
That's not a bad Kiefer Sutherland. See, Travis has got a voices. Oh, we're getting a call from Kiefer Sutherland, guys. He's going to promote his new show.
Hi, I just wanted to promote my new show.
Well, what's it called?
President Kiefer. That was a working title, but they might have changed it.
And you were in Lost Boys.
Yeah, and then my brother was in the sequels.
Why do you always sound like you got a poop, Kiefer?
I'm very hardcore, but I just want to keep it kind of low-key.
Do you remember that movie that Colin Farrell was in the phone booth and, like, you were a sniper?
Yeah, I was trying to teach him how he should have been fucking Katie Holmes.
Yeah, he had Katie Holmes as a girlfriend, but then he also had a wife.
He should have admitted to his wife that he was fucking Katie Holmes.
Don't you think she would have understood?
I gotta go. The White House is calling.
Travis don't want to keep that up anymore. He's going to have a brain hemorrhage.
It hurts.
Yeah, the Taken TV show. I think out of curiosity, I have to watch it.
I'll watch it.
I want to know.
Yeah, I'll totally watch it.
I want to know what they're going to do. Are people going to get taken?
Yeah, of course they are.
At least one.
And I'll watch the Weapon show too, right? Of course you will.
Probably, yeah. And I think that makes us the problem.
Yeah, well, it makes us the problem, but at the same time, I'm the problem because I've watched like 6 seasons of Arrow, and I'm finally now deciding that I should probably just cancel my season pass because that shit is garbage.
Arrow
was really good for 2 seasons, became mediocre.
Did they run out of stuff?
Became okay. Well, no, DC has decided to Bogart all of the shit that they wanted to do in the TV show and put it in the movies.
Oh.
So they
like the cool villains and stuff?
Yeah, all the cool storylines.
So now like you get like power guy?
Yeah, they're like, here, you can, you know, kill off a person and then
Electroshock dude.
Black Arrow and Red Arrow and Green Arrow.
There's a bunch of different colored arrows?
Well, yeah.
Are they bad?
Well, There's Green Arrow. He finally decided to call himself Green Arrow in like the 5th season.
Oh, what was he before?
Just Arrow. But now he's Green Arrow.
Why?
Franchise.
What made him decide? Because there was other arrows that were different
DC
colors?
DC Comics is rebooting their comics again, so they probably wanted to draw attention to the fact that it was a comic book again. But there was like a dude that's been in there for a couple of seasons. And then was gone and then came back who was like Speedy or Arsenal or Red Arrow. But he had to leave because he was a gay man who decided that he didn't want people to know he was a gay man. But then he got depressed.
The character or the guy?
The guy himself, the actor. So he's a gay man and decided that he was in the closet, but then decided he was out of the closet, but then he got depressed.
So he didn't want to be a celebrity because then people would be like, hey,
are you a gay man?
You like dudes?
Right. Do you like dudes? Do you want to talk about how you like dudes?
So does he actually like dudes, or is it like rumored he likes dudes?
Oh, no, he loves dudes. He came right out finally and said, I had to leave Arrow because I love dudes.
Huh. We should get him on the show. Book that guy.
All right, let's get him. Danny Trejo and guy from Arrow.
Well, Red Arrow.
Yeah, Arsenal.
The gay man.
The gay man.
I don't know how I would feel as a gay man in Hollywood. I would be so alone.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Tom Cruise, and you couldn't hang out at Tom Cruise parties, or?
Travis.
Yeah, I don't know. Where did we go off the rails here?
I don't know. You sent us a story earlier about a guy who was giving out free hugs.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
First of all,
let me know if you heard about this.
Travis.
Yeah, please.
All hugs should be free.
I agree. I give out hugs like they're going out of style.
Okay, now tell us the story.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. So you've heard about these guys in Times Square. They walk around as Spider-Man. They walk around as Superman.
Elmos. I see a lot of Elmos.
A lot of Elmos out there, some Cookie Monsters. But listen to this. A man who carried around a sandwich board that just said free hugs, right? He's an attraction. People love free hugs. This man, recently over the weekend.
Travis.
Yeah.
I don't want you to stop the character you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but I just want you to know that I hate him.
Okay, good. Good,
okay.
Good, good.
Okay.
Over the weekend, free hugs guy decided that free hugs were no longer free. A woman from, I think, Manitoba, Canada, decided to come into Times Square on her vacation.
Travis, actually, it turns Travis, out that- Travis, mm-hmm. yep. Why are you doing this character?
I don't know.
Travis, like- talk to me like a man.
It seemed like the right
What is this that you're doing?
He's really excited.
No, keep going. I'm sorry.
So this woman decided that she saw this man with this free hug sign on his belly and decided that, hey, I love hugs.
And they're free.
So a free hug she got. She went in there and she got that hug from that man who is a staple of Times Square celebrity. And she got that hug that she felt like she was rightfully deserved because it was free. And he's what a nice guy. But it turns out this hug was not free.
The
man decided that he was going to scream and yell at her because she decided not to tip him after she took a picture with Free Hug Man, and they got into an altercation, at which point he decided to give her a free punch in the nose. He was subsequently arrested because of said punch.
Right.
Travis, I'm going to need you to do all of that over again, but happier. And with your mouth open.
There's a guy in Times Square.
You know, if Kiefer Sutherland dies, I think Free Hugs Guy is next in line to be president.
Apparently.
And that's the show. They got to keep him alive so that Free Hugs Guy doesn't take power.
Like a horrible supervillain.
Speaking of free hugs, what have we liked to do the last like 3 weeks, Mike? Give up free hugs to other podcasts.
Travis,
right?
This is the part of the show where we try to trick other podcasts into liking us by pandering to them and telling all of our listeners that they must follow them on social medias and retweet their tweets. And Mike, be sure to tell them that WFOD sent you.
Can I ask you one real quick question?
Yeah.
How has that worked out for us thus far?
We're doing it wrong, Travis.
I'm pandering. Oh.
We're doing it wrong.
So it's our fault.
I think so. It has to be, right?
I'm pandering.
Because, I mean, this whole thing, the fake, you know, hey, I'll listen to your show if you listen to my show bullshit. There's no way that it's all, like, legitimate. It's
listen
bullshit.
To me, though, real quick.
Okay.
I think we've transcended it this week because I have found a show that I wholeheartedly endorse.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Wholeheartedly endorse this show, or at least their social media.
Okay.
So, I would implore our listeners to go on Twitter and follow at Super Pee Pee Time, which is an improvised absurd comedy madness.
A podcast Super Pee Pee Time.
A podcast hosted by Jeff McAsheer and Cade Chilcote on Thursdays.
Wait, the guy's name is Cade?
Cade Chilcote is the second in command. Whatever you're picturing.
That's not a real name. Cade Chilcote?
Like I'm going to ask you to go ahead at Super Pee Pee Time and hashtag Podern Warfare, Satan Answers Prayers, Life is Tedious, Peas in a Pod.
Cade Chilcote.
That's like Liam Neeson's character. Taken.
I work with a guy named Cade. I work in an office with him. And the other day, a new guy came into the office and told us that he was going to lunch. And when he turned around to leave, he said, "Later, Cater." And it was my favorite thing that has ever happened at my job ever. And I loved it so much, and I never stopped laughing. I'm laughing right now thinking about how much I loved when that dude said, and he said it completely genuinely. It wasn't like a joke. I mean, he was like, "Later, Cater." And then like he just turned around and left.
Like as his buddy.
I mean, he just set that little piece of candy on our pillow and then left. Didn't ask for a tip, just removed himself from the joy that he left.
So how did Cater like his new nickname?
Oh, he didn't like it at all.
Is everybody calling him Cater now?
Well, it was just me and him. So I'm just trying to make it a thing now. Like I'll say,
so now it's up to
whenever
you to
I leave the
that.
Room, I say later, Cater now. Cause I love it. I love it so much. It's my favorite thing. So Napier, you weren't here last week. I mean, certainly there's something. Yeah. Cause he couldn't figure out Skype, Travis. We've been over it.
Oh, that's right.
Certainly there's something that you want the people to know about, right?
I'm really happy that Shark is back on the menu. Picture this, I'm for hockey. Put me to your lips. I am
sick. I will punch a baby. You're okay, so we're playing the Sharks. That's a good thing. They all got they're an ugly group of folks. What the
there's unattractive people. Do they not sell razors in fucking San Jose,
well,
California?
I mean, no, they don't shave. It's a playoff, but they're just ugly beyond.
They look like homeless people.
They're ugly people. They're an ugly group of folks.
I remember when Joe Thornton was drafted and he didn't look like a homeless alcoholic, but now it's like his entire team looks like a bunch of homeless alcoholics.
Oh. So we'll be enjoying that. I don't think there's any games on Monday. So, Travis, we can probably hope to count on Napier showing up and his Skype working.
Can't wait.
Travis, what do you got? You want the people to know anything?
Rest in peace, Darwin Cook, an amazing comic book artist who had died at the age of 54 over the weekend.
It's fairly young.
Very young, as far as I'm concerned. It was an announcement that came out that he was battling cancer, and the very next day, he lost that battle. So share some Darwin Cook artwork on your social media.
I believe it was Norm MacDonald who said that, you know, if a person dies battling cancer, the cancer dies too, so it's not a loss, it's a draw.
Oh yeah, fuck you, cancer.
Right. I mean, he didn't lose to cancer. Cancer's also dead.
They took each other down.
Right.
Makes sense.
You don't want to die a loser.
Share some Darwin Cook artwork on your social media, or at least look him up if you don't know who he is. Good stuff.
Guys, I mean, I appreciate all of you. We had a good turnout in chat, and
I appreciate some more than others.
We like your downloads and stuff. We got a battle rap this week in our voicemail box, so I'm hoping that there's a reply coming, right?
Has to be.
I'm just hoping that anytime anybody has an inkling to send us a voicemail, that they just do that. Don't think about it. Just send it.
If the show has elicited some sort of response from you, share it in any way you think to do it so that we know that you're alive.
Some people have taken to animating their favorite podcasts / internet radio programs. And if you have that kind of talent, feel free to do that for us. And we'll post that on our defunct YouTube channel.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. Thank you. Tell a friend.
Squinches? God, tell your mom. Let your mom come.
Squinches. Thanks to Chris Brake and Dan and
Super Pee-Pee Time.
Brett for helping us out with the break.
Well, that's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
We can be heard live Monday nights, 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can hear all of our wonderful back episodes on WFODix.com, as well as some featured bits that have their own pages. We can be followed on Twitter at WFODShow. That's the show page. You can follow Mike at WFODix. I can be found at ProduceTravis. And, of course, Drunk is at DrunkardSTL. Napier is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, he's not on Twitter.
Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix.
I think Napier's an admin of that page. Maybe you can get a hold of Napier on there.
He always pretends.
Oh, no, Napier doesn't even like the Facebook page, Travis.
You want to see all of the witty things that are posted? Invite your friends, though. Like our Facebook page and invite your friends to like our Facebook page, because if they see some of our wonderful posts, they are sure to listen to our show. You can call us live, or if you're feeling lonely at any given time of the week, leave us a voicemail, 636-487-HAND. That is 636-487-4263. You can also email the show, WFODShow@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave us some musings, some poetry. I know Napier likes dick pics. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
My Uncle Bert, he's my great uncle, but we call him Uncle Bert. He got bowel cancer now. He's dying of it, you know. And, some people like to say, now they, see, in the old days, a man could just get sick and die, you know. Now, they have to wage a battle. So my Uncle Bert is waging a courageous battle, which I've seen because I go and visit him, and this is the battle. He's lying in a hospital bed with a thing in his arm watching Matlock on the TV. Instead of that battle, I got him the box set of Matlock. But it's not his fault. What the fuck's he supposed to do? Ah, yes, yeah. It's just a black thing in his bowel. And the reason I don't like it is because in the old days, they go, hey, that old man died. Now, they go, hey, he lost his battle. That's no way to end your life, you know. What a loser that guy was. Last thing he did was lose. He was waging a brave battle, but at the end, I guess he got kind of cowardly was what happened. And then the bowel cancer, it got brave. You got to give it to the bowel cancer. You know, they were in a battle. And then, what the fuck? And I'm pretty sure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm pretty sure if the cancer dies, I mean, if you die, the cancer also dies at exactly the same time. So that, to me, is not a loss, that's a draw. That's a, you know what I mean? It's not like fucking the cancer's gonna jump up and go, I'm fucking Uncle Bert's wife. Where is he? I won fair and square. This where he works? Hi, name's Cancer. How are you? Where do I... You just throw me to my cubicle. Bowel. First name is Bowel.